This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with, once again, Nefshaa Fidan Karamemet, who is a spiritual leader committed to your enlightenment. Her focus is optimal breathing for improving health and performance. Nefshaa, a pleasure to have you back with us here on eHealth Radio.
My pleasure too. Thank you.
So Nefshaa, if you would, remind us about what you do in terms of wellness and health to kick things off today.
Yeah. So what we are doing is we are working on dysfunctional breathing habits. We are analyzing people's dysfunctional breathing habits because I realize that our breathing affects how we think, how we behave, how we feel, and everything in our psychology. So 20 years ago, when I was doing breathing techniques, when I realized this, I wanted to go deeper in breathing. And when I started learning more about respiratory chemistry, respiratory physiology, and more about breathing, I realized that breathing can be habitual for most people. So even though we are born with a natural perfect breathing habit, 90% of us, because we want to manipulate our psychology, learn dysfunctional breathing habits. They are dysfunctional because they are habitual, and actually they are just learned because of good intentions, because we want to feel better, we want to be positive, or we want to calm ourselves down. So like every time you're stressed, you're probably breathing deep. But the reason overbreathing especially is a dysfunctional breathing habit is because it's changing the respiratory chemical excess, and it's keeping most people in respiratory alkalosis, which triggers or causes more than 200 symptoms, like attention deficit problems and brain problems and all kinds of problems in the nervous system, headaches, migraine, asthma. There are more than 200 symptoms just caused because of dysfunctional breathing habits. So when people think about breathing, everybody thinks about good psychology. So people use breathing techniques to calm themselves down and to manipulate their psychology. But when you look at it on a deeper level, we see that manipulating our breathing doesn't work physiologically. So every time we manipulate our breathing, we might be able to calm ourselves down. But when you look at our overall health, it might be fully ruining our whole respiratory chemical excess and also our health. So that's why I got interested in analyzing dysfunctional breathing habits, finding them using basic behavioral science tools, and teaching people to breathe more functional and healthier, because only then people can psychologically, physically, and emotionally, mentally, can stay at a centered, healthy state, which we can also call chemically, when we look at people's chemistry, we can also call it having a pH 7.4, which is like a magic number. And when you have the perfect breathing habit, your respiratory chemical excess stays stable, and you can literally, your whole body fluid can stay at 7.4 pH, and that means you will be centered and you will be balanced psychologically, mentally, physically, and you will have a more stronger body, and it's very important for our health.
Now, Nefshaa, if you would, tell us what happened since the last time we spoke when you were in New York City. What developments in the International Breath Coaching Federation happened?
Yeah, so we are right now based in London. And in London, we are growing really big, and we are planning, we're just working on a project called the Wisdom School, where we can teach people functional breathing habits, yoga, meditation, and mind work, mindfulness work, all kinds of work. And also with the Breath Coaching Federation, we have lots of organizations. We also work with International Breath Work Foundation. And we will be celebrating April 11th as the World Breathing Day. And we are now, we now started working with the UN to legally have that day as the World Breathing Day. So probably Everybody will know about April 11th as the World Breathing Day, because I know there will be some breath work and breathing organizations, breathing circles around the United States as well. We're going to be organizing a big event in London on the 11th of April, and also in many cities around Europe. I think we have one in Zurich, and we have one in Cologne and Germany, and Switzerland. We have one in Italy and France. So we will have lots of organizations, especially for April 11th. And we're getting ready to celebrate the World Breathing Day and breathing thousands of people globally. I think that's a brilliant project. We also have another project where we are planning to, we started working with some groups. We are planning to teach teachers at schools to teach children about conscious breathing, because children learn dysfunctional breathing habits from when they start learning dysfunctional breathing habits at the age of 4. And if you can just get them conscious about their breathing until they are 12 years old, we can just keep them breathing functional. So it's very important to keep children breathing and consciously connecting with their breath, and just literally feeling and getting mindful about their breath. That's why we have a project around teaching teachers conscious breathing, so that they can teach students. And we are planning to reach millions of students in 1 year. We're going to start the project in I think few months with International Breathwork Foundation. And there are lots of things happening in Turkey as well with breath coaching, because now breath coaching is a legal job in Turkey, and there are thousands of breath coaches in Istanbul and Izmir and around Turkey. And I know also it's they are working on getting it legal in Australia. And yeah, globally, things are happening, and I believe in 20 years' time, breathing science will be a main science field where people learn to breathe more functional, and where we analyze people's breathing habits while also doing health tests.
And of course, everyone's not into meditation, but tell us from your experience, what are the benefits of meditation and what is its relation to breath coaching?
So what's happening during meditation is, because during meditation, if you're doing a mindful meditation, because you start watching your breathing and you start watching your emotions and you start watching your thoughts, and you just sit there and witness whatever is happening, there's a deep level of surrendering, and there's a deep level of letting go, which will, in the end, lead to functional breathing. Because functional breathing is actually all about aligning the breathing with respiration. When we look at breathing and respiration, they are two different aspects. Breathing can be manipulated, breathing can be controlled, breathing can be fully habitual. But when we look at respiration, you can't control your respiration, or you can't manipulate your respiration, because it's a brainstem reflex. So the ideal way of breathing is actually having a fully surrendering breathing habit, so that you can align breathing with respiration. So what happens during meditation is, because you get to be a witness and you are not manipulating your breathing, you're just watching, you step into functional breathing. But the thing is, I was there many years ago, when we are meditating and when we are doing yoga, when we are just witnessing our breath and getting conscious about our breath, we go into functional breathing, and then our breath gets balanced, and we feel balanced, and then there's a change in our psychology. But then in our everyday life, if we have a breathing habit that is getting triggered all the time, what's going to happen is it's going to get triggered. And we're going to lose that meditative state every time we get out of meditation. So that's the problem with many people nowadays. I just did a lecture in London at King's College just a few weeks ago, and there was a big group of people who were doing meditation and yoga and daily meditative practices. And I asked them one question, like, can you stay in that meditative, cold, centered state 24 hours a day, 7 days a week? And they all said no. And I told them, do you know that you can stay there? Like, however you're feeling during your meditation practice, you are feeling that way, you feel centered and balanced, because during meditation you start breathing functional. But if you have a breathing habit and you don't work on it, if you haven't worked on it with basic behavioral science rules, just working on the habit, analyzing the habit, looking at the motivations, and just changing your habit around your breathing, what's going to happen is you're going to have a perfect breathing during meditation, but you're going to lose it in your everyday life. And that's why many people are getting unbalanced, disoriented, discentered, and then losing their centered state, losing their balance, and then back again to meditation to get themselves calm, balanced, centered. But actually, you can literally live in that meditative state 24 hours a day. And that's what we are teaching, or that's what we are up to with breath coaching. So that's the ultimate aim.
And certainly appreciate that fine explanation today. We are with Nefsha Fidan Karamemet, the founding president of International Breath Coaching Federation, here on eHealth Radio's Health News Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Nefsha, what are your future plans in breath coaching, and do you think that it is understood well among the U.S. crowd? Get into some of those details.
Yes and no, because there are lots of breath workers right now around the U.S., and breath work is a brilliant method, because with breath work you can connect with your own dysfunctional breathing habits and get conscious about them and start maybe in your own practice change it. But breath coaching as a system, when a coach just coaches the whole session and checks your dysfunctional breathing habits and works on your dysfunctional breathing habits, and also uses capnotrainers and uses capnotrainers to heal your breathing habit, and does behavioral, you know, does it with behavioral science rules, is just new. So I think breath coaching, analyzing breathing habits, is very new. It's brand new because it's been just used for the past 5 to 10 years, and many breath workers are getting interested in that, and breath work is a huge field. So right now, people started getting more conscious about their breathing, and many people started on using capnotrainers. And you probably know that there's a university, Graduate School of Behavioral Sciences, which has a faculty just working on breathing sciences. And I'm also a faculty member, and I teach my students how to use capnotrainers and how to use educational capnography. That's also a very important thing on analyzing the breathing habits. So scientifically, it's brand new, but when you look at breath work as an experience, it's already wide enough in the United States as well. But now it's getting more and more refined. It's getting more and more grounded, and I think it's getting more scientific right now, because there are lots of scientists and doctors getting interested on the effects of dysfunctional breathing habits.
Nefsha, I certainly appreciate your taking out a moment to be with us here today, tuning in or coming to us from Turkey today. Last question for you. I understand that you're coming back to New York. When is that planned, or when is that slated, or when are you going to be back?
Yeah, I'll be back in May. I'm going to be in New York starting from 10th of May in a few weeks in New York, and then I'm going to be in Chicago for a few workshops. In New York, I have a few workshops, lectures, and trainings, and we will be also organizing a very special mass meditation event. I have been using the musical instrument ney for a while now in my mass meditation organizations, because ney is a very special musical instrument. It was Rumi's musical instrument. So Rumi used to use it, which was made from a bamboo stick. And he has used it for years to deepen his meditations and just go into deeply into silence. So it has a very huge effect on people who want to meditate and who want to take their meditation in a deeper level. We are going to organize a mass meditation event on the 18th of May with Assemblage Nomad, and I believe it's going to be a very special event. I also have my 4 days. Functional breathing workshop, like a breathing workshop, fundamental breathing workshop for 4 days, where we will be working on dysfunctional breathing habits and supporting people learn more functional breathing habits, as well as working on their thinking habits, which is the same as breathing habits. And then in Chicago, I will have a workshop and a mass meditation event as well. And I'm going to go back to London afterwards.
Sounds like you have a busy month coming up in May, just around the corner. If listeners wanted to get more information on you, where could they find further details online?
Yeah, my website is on my name. So it's nevsah.com, N-E-V-S-A-H. And all of my trainings, lectures globally are there. And we also have a website for our federation, which is the breathcoachingfederation.com, where people can reach to all kinds of information about breathwork and breath coaching. And they can also check International Breathwork Foundation's website, IBF, International Breathwork Foundation, and they can connect with teachers and trainers globally.
And certainly appreciate those resources. Again, Nefsha, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Until the next time.
Thank you, too.
Once again, we've been speaking with Nefsha Fidan-Karamehmet, the founding president of International Breath Coaching Federation, a recognized authority on emotional and physical healing through breathing. And for further details, visit nefsha.com. This link will be included within the show notes of this broadcast. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.